My
Blog
reading.
Talk Radio.
I am running to meet my Redeemer. I am running to meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer. Heavenly way. Heavenly way. Heavenly way. To meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer. Are you running there to meet your Redeemer? Oh, Redeemer. Are you running there to meet your Redeemer? Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, to meet your Redeemer, oh Redeemer. I am running there to meet my Redeemer, oh Redeemer. I am running there to meet my Redeemer. Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, to meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer, I am running there to meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer, are you running there to meet your Redeemer? Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, to meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer, I am running there to meet my Redeemer. Oh, I am running there to meet my Redeemer. Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, to meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer, are you running there to meet your Redeemer? I am running there to meet my Redeemer. Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, to meet my Redeemer. Oh, Redeemer, are you running there to meet your Redeemer? Oh, Redeemer, I am running there to meet my Redeemer. Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, to meet my Redeemer. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio on TV, praise of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland. Archbishop TV, John Bucro, coming your way with God's living word. Hallelujah. We thank God, we praise and worship God. We adore God today. God is a good God. We need to praise and worship Him every day, doing good things in our lives. You know, wherever he went, he was doing good. Wherever Jesus went, he was doing good. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases, for God was with him. That is the Jesus we serve. Thank you, Jesus. We cordially invite you, my wife, Reverend Dr. Felicia Bucro, we cordially invite you to attend Moving Into Your Next Level Conference or Seminar 2017. The theme is Moving Into Your Next Level Conference or Seminar 2017. I tell you, it's going to be a great time. You need to move into your next level. God is calling you to come up and be with Him, raising you to new levels, new heights in Him. We are standing on Christ, a solid rock, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Yet we are moving forward. We are marching forward. We are not going backward. We are going forward, forward ever, backward never. Yes, in the name of Jesus, this program is going to take place at the Jesus Christ Global Mission Comfort Inn, 4050 Powder Mill Road, Bethesda, Maryland, 20705. And this is going to be on Saturday, 3 to the 2nd of April, 2017, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Everyone is welcome to come. Church leaders, pastors, evangelists, bishops, apostles, prophets, men of God, Christians, and unbelievers, and everyone is welcome to come and hear the word of truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Great men and women of God are coming to pray, to teach, and to minister. It's a great time of interdenominational fellowship of Christians and ministers. I tell you, don't miss this opportunity. Come with your friends and families, and God will do you good. For more details, you can call area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. We are here for you, to pray with you and to minister to you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you, and we say welcome to Moving Into Your Next Level Conference 2017, coming up on Saturday, the 1st of April through the 2nd of April. Two great days of teaching and ministering and praying, interceding. You know, we got to move forward. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Come with your friends and your family. You'll never be the same again. At the Comfort Inn, Jesus Christ Global Mission, 4050 Powder Mill Road, Bellevue, Maryland, 20705. God bless you and your families as you come in Jesus' name. Today I'm led to share with you a token of what we're going to be doing. Our text is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. God told the Israelites, you got to move forward. You have stayed on this mountain for too long. And that's what it is in life. Many people, they start on a journey, and they want to stop halfway, or something is stopping them halfway. The Israelites, God has saved them. They have been delivered through the ministry of the prophet Moses, and they were on their way to the land of promise, which is the real destination God has scheduled them. As they were coming on this journey, God opened the Red Sea, and they passed through. And God did a lot of miracles, but they got to a place called Kadesh Barnea. When they got to the mountain at Kadesh Barnea, they started, you know, staying around that place. You know, they camp at Kadesh Barnea, and they thought that was all that God had for them. They stayed there, and they wanted to stop there. They wanted to stop there at Kadesh Barnea. And in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, and God said, no, this is not the destination. You got to move. You got to start moving. You know, and then it's repeated two times. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, and then Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. The same statement was made there. Tell the people to move forward. Tell them to go forward. Tell them to press on. This is not the destination. This is not the destination. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. Oh, yes, you can start a journey and stop it halfway. God is not the author of confusion. God does not start a thing and stop halfway, you know, on completed projects. No, that's not God. You must run this race and finish it. Follow Jesus even to the end. Like the Apostle Paul said, I have run this race. I have come to the end of it. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. You know, he finished it. You know, 2 Timothy 4, 7, the Apostle Paul, I have run the race. I have completed this course. I have done it. I didn't stop halfway. Nothing stopped me. And then Jesus also completed his race in John chapter 19, verse 30. John 19, 30, it is finished. Jesus said, it is finished. I have done the work of redemption, the work of salvation. I didn't stop at the Garden of Gethsemane. Even when the devil wanted me to stop at the Garden of Gethsemane, I went ahead. I went past Gethsemane to the cross. And then Jesus said, it is finished. In fact, that was the last statement he made on the cross. It is finished. I have completed it. I have done it. I have run the race. I have come to the end of it. Yes, my prayer today is that you don't start a race and then stop halfway. You know, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, this race, you lay down every weight. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. You lay down every weight that is besetting you, and then you run the race. You run the race to the end. You don't start and then stop. No. The devil wants to stop a lot of people And if you respond to that, you could be stopped. But I got good news for you. The God we are serving is not a God of uncompleted project. God wants to anoint you. God wants to give you the grace, the anointing, the grace to complete this race, to run this race to the end triumphantly, gloriously, and successfully. God is not a God who starts with you and stops halfway. We are not stopping halfway. You are not stopping halfway. It's about finishing this job. It's about going through it. It's about completing it. It's about getting to the end of it. That's what it's all about during this conference. And so we have great men and women of God coming to teach and preach along these lines, along these principles. There are going to be prayers for those who have been stagnant. The devil have made them to be stagnant. You know, enemies, the demons, the evil spirit, the witches and wizards have held them down. They are not able to move forward. The enemy is stopping them halfway. You know, circumstances are stagnating their lives, and people are just redundant and dormant. They are not moving forward. In this conference, April 1st to 2nd, you're going to discover the basic principles, the biblical principles of moving to your next level. Yes, stagnation is not for you and your family. Stagnation is not for you and your family. Stagnation is not for you. In the name of Jesus, you are going to move forward. You are going to march forward. You're going to get to the land of promise. You're going to move into your next level. You're going to move into your next level. You're going to move into your next level. In the name of Jesus, you are not going to stop at Kadesh Barnea. You are not going to stop halfway. You are not going to stop somewhere. God is going to move you forward. God is going to lift you forward. God is going to take you to new heights and to new levels. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's what it's all about in this conference. And we welcome you to come with your friends and your family. Forward this link, this message, email it to everyone you know, forward it to them, and tell them to come and receive the anointing, the grace, the mercy, the favor to move to the next level. Yes, God is calling you. Receive this invitation and honor it and receive the blessing that comes with it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you for listening. We thank you all. The Lord bless you abundantly as you join us in this conference, moving to your next level. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.